Now the market in fashion futures, men's fashions. In New York, it's Fashion Week, preview of styles for fall and winter. Guys don't normally pay that much attention to this, but heck, the Super Bowl's over now. So in today's Unger Report, Brian Unger is concerned with taking the full measure of a man.
Gentlemen, just yesterday you held a bag of Tostitos turned upside down above your mouth in order to catch every last morsel of corn chip tortilla goodness hiding in a bag. You crammed the last remnants of California's devastated guacamole crop into your gullet. Then you washed it all down with 12 cans of the delicious God-given barley malt extract we call beer. And when you were done, you belched.
And another woman that can take your spot, my...
Today you awaken to dried bean dip underneath your fingernails and ask yourself, what did Comme des Garçons walk down the runways of Paris last week? What whimsical pant cuff did Yoji Yamamoto present to the world? And which fella is Dolce and which one is Gabbana? Then you belched again. Last week, the world's most malnourished men with foppish hair took their turns on the catwalks. And so, gentlemen, what's in for next year's cold and flu season? Dressing like a metallic dork who wants to colonize the moon. A Quaker in toreador pants. An escapee from an asylum clad in pajamas and a top hat. Yes, guys, this is your year. And what's out of fashion? Food. That's right, that concave look. It's not just for women anymore. In fact, gentlemen, if you weigh over 102 pounds, you're fat. Undeterred by the majority of men who can't see past their stomachs to their shoes, undaunted by every man's favorite garment with expandable waistband, the sweat pant, and unworried by his swollen ankles and large posterior, designers thumb their noses at America's midsection and offered up teeny tiny pants with cute waists fitted for a 12-year-old girl and cuffs that cut off blood circulation to your feet. These are narrow short pants that say, I'm ready for military duty, but I'm also prepared for a flood. These are trousers that proclaim to the world, I'm Friedrich von Trapp and I'll sing, these are a few of my favorite things, if I have to. This new look says, I'm an exorcist. No, I'm a limo driver. No, I'm an undertaker. Yes, I am wearing pedal pushers. So wipe off that Gap-inspired frown on your face. Loosen up, you banana Republicans. All those years you've been hanging on to your metallic baggy spacewear have finally paid off. This is your year. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, yeah.
This reminder to all who like to take your news and information with you, the Unger Report is just one of many fine NPR audio features now available as podcasts. To find out more, just go to the website, npr.org.